Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, last week, we spoke to Anton Krausen. His parents had just arrived in Ireland, literally just arrived here after a very, very long and traumatic journey out of Ukraine. While this was all happening, Anton was building an online resource that will help Ukrainians travelling to Ireland and to provide a facility for Irish people who are offering support to the Ukrainian community coming here. Well, he has now founded another website which he hopes will cut to the heart of the Russian people, and he's on the line to explain all. Anton, good morning.
Morning.
First of all, thanks for doing this. Your parents made it here last week. How are they doing?
Yeah, parents are much better, they needed lots of rest. So they've been super exhausted, but they're in a much better shape now. And my dad will be seen by a doctor tomorrow. So it's getting better. Small steps, yeah.
And there was talk from Micheál Martin about medical cards being given to Ukrainian people coming here. Have you seen that? Is that the case? Well, how will all these medical bills be met?
So we have applied for the PPS number yesterday. Mm. So we are supposed to get it, the actual number today, and then we can apply for the cards. Based on this, we haven't received the medical card yet, so I'll just help,
it takes
cover
time.
The bills.
That all takes time.
For now, yeah, but it's still lots of unknowns,
Yeah. And the plan for your parents, are they kind of gearing themselves up and getting into a headspace where they're going to rebuild their lives here in Ireland?
it's very hard to to say what will happen, because the situation is, very unpredictable. So we are trying to socialize them more and more, my dad and my mom. So they have been attending the English class lessons yesterday. So they're at least trying to learn more about the culture, the language at this stage. And my mom, she's a pianist. So if anyone knows if she can practice her piano skills, so feel free to contact me as well. So this would be appreciated,
Absolutely. And you can get in contact with us, jen@orsi.ie, and we'll pass on the info. I believe your mother-in-law will be coming too, is that right?
Yeah, so my dad-in-law, so he has to stay, and he actually wants to stay. But my mother-in-law, so she's coming here tomorrow with two dogs. So it's just another challenge, bringing dogs on the aircraft. So I never had to deal with this. But it looks like we are sorted from that perspective.
Okay. So can you talk to me about Call Russia? What is this, Anton, and how does it all work?
Yeah, so I'm leading the development of this project, and also the media and PR activities. From what we understand is how can we stop the war? And my understanding is very simple. The war needs to stop in Russia by the Russian people. So Putin, his propaganda machine is working so well. So he does receive lots of support, from the regular Russian people. So they don't know what's happening. If you switch off the Russian TV, or if you go to the Russian newspaper, etc. So it's full of lies, and they don't see actually what is happening in Ukraine. So there's lots of brainwash people, unfortunately, at this stage in Russia. So they have very little visibility on the events and on all the killed civilians in Ukraine. So they believe that Ukraine was supposed to start a war against Russia, and Ukraine was building some nuclear weapon facilities. So it's lots of nonsense, but people do believe in this. So, and they have no information, no reliable information from other sources. So there is no Facebook, there is no Twitter. So you cannot switch on CNN or any other reasonable news channel in Russia. So it's all blocked. So the only way for them to consume information is basically watch the Russian media, the Russian TV, etc. So we believe that the only way to change this, at least to try, we know this is a very difficult task, would be to have a conversation with them, a human-to-human conversation via the phone. So we have launched callrussia.org. So we have managed to get like 40 million phone numbers of regular Russian people. And this site basically allows you to go there and it generates you like, you know, the number from the database that we have. And you can call the regular Russian person, you know, on the phone and explain them what's happening, what's going on in Ukraine, like in a very kind of like, you know, a political way, because you need to understand that those people, they have been exposed to years of propaganda. So like if you start kind of like, you know, from sanctions or like, you know, Putin is evil, like this won't work. So like you need to speak about kind of like, you know, people lives, civilians being dead, and kind of like, you know, try to perceive the situation from a different angle, like, you know, this, you know, innocent people. So why they're being killed, you know, so you can stop this. So we are trying basically to target like the Russian speakers and the Russian people who live abroad, who know the truth. So they call like the regular Russian people in Russia, explain them what's going on. And we know this is like a long shot and it's not easy. And like those conversations will be very tough. But at least if we can convert even like, you know, 10% of those 40 million, this is 4 million. And if those 4 million, if they know what's happening, if they go on streets, if they say no to the war, this would be a much bigger effect, you know? So this is the objective. So we want the Russian people to stand up and stop this war in Russia.
And just to be clear, this is not a place to throw abuse. It's rather to inform people of what's going on, but I suppose it would be a very emotive conversation.
Yeah.
I can't imagine picking up that phone and getting through to someone, and emotions would be at play. So how do you navigate that?
So we had a team of psychologists who helped us kind of like, you know, build a script, you know, how to do like the proper opening or how to respond to objections, etc. So we have like, you know, the FAQ section on the website that will help you kind of like, you know, how can you shape the conversation? So psychologists help us, you know, design this. And then we did like, you know, a soft launch stage where we were calling those people kind of like, you know, cold calling literally, and trying to see like, you know, which narrative works better, you know, and has like a high likelihood of success. But basically it's turning like, you know, to a very simple kind of like, you know, apolitical way of explaining what's happening, maybe like, you know, giving a bit of extra like resources, like how can you get, you know, like information about the war in Ukraine, because like all the social media is blocked, but there are like, you know, Telegram for instance is a very useful resource, and they can, it's still available in Russia at this stage. So explain them kind of like, you know, what happened like in the cities of Kharkiv or Mariupol or like in the south of Ukraine, like Kherson,
or with that maternity hospital recently.
Exactly.
Anton, you've tried this out, like you said, to see what works best and what script works best. What has the reaction been like on the other end of the phone so far?
So it's still early, right? So we have delivered, I think, at this stage. I mean, I haven't seen the stats for today, but I think yesterday we have delivered like more than 300,000 calls.
Wow.
So far. So it's picking up. You know, it's cold calling, right? So like you have to be reasonable, right? So like you cannot convert like all of the people. So I think like third of the people didn't want to talk at all. Like
that's understandable. Like,
it's understandable. But the early success rate is probably like around like maybe 6%, which is actually very high for cold calling. Like I used to work in sales, and let's say like for cold calling, like 2% is actually like, you know, a success. So it's good. You know,
that's a high percentage, absolutely.
That's a high percentage,
and I'm sure,
you know,
people are quite wary over there anyway, and have their reservations because all social media is blocked. I mean, you know, so they have an inkling that something's going on there. So are you calling out to people who speak Russian, to people who speak English? I mean, who can make these phone calls? Anybody?
So Russian speakers mainly, you know. So we know that like the propaganda works. Like, you know, first of all, like it's going to be difficult to find, like, you know, make sure that the person speaks, you know, English on the other side of the phone. So we want to target basically Russian speakers. So like there is a big community of Russian speakers living here in Ireland. So people from the Baltic states like Latvia, Lithuania, Also like Russia as well, Ukraine, so
yeah.
They do speak Russian, so they can like deliver those calls. So I'd say like we have maybe like 15,000 to 20,000 Russian speakers living here, like in Ireland. So it's significant as well. So they can go to the website and it will like generate the number each time they try calling. They can mark this call as completed and then it will disappear from the database and then you will be given like another number and so on.
Okay.
So this is the idea.
It's an amazing idea. It's really thinking outside the box and getting to the heart of what should be done. I think it's phenomenal
yeah.
what you're doing. It's callrussia.org. It's you can go online now and there's 15 to 20,000 Russian speakers in this country. If you're listening now, you can go on, you can be guided and you can help make those calls. Anton, thank you so much for coming on the show again. I wish you and your family the very best of luck and hopefully I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anton. Bye.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.